Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today is a special day, and we wanted to have an important conversation. For 18 years plus, Kathy Kehler has took a spark, called Hi FM, and turned it into a home for news, for conversations, for music, and mostly for Jewish life. This morning in studio, we're celebrating that journey, the stories, the tough days, the laughter, and what comes next for Chai FM. Kathy's in the studio with us. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. And
welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. How was your fast?
Oh, it was actually okay. I didn't break it on bone broth. I did not.
Yeah, it was delicious at that time.
Exactly. I just couldn't. I actually just couldn't. But
you thought that bone broth sounds enticing. I mean, no wonder you lose weight on it.
Woolly. Yeah, exactly. No, so it was okay. How was yours?
It was. A fast is, I don't know why it's called a fast. It just goes slow.
Really,
but, you
does.
Know, as the saying goes, if the only thing you feel on Yom Kippur is hungry, then you're missing the point. And
I do hear that.
Yeah, I'll let you know next year how my Yom Kippur was.
True story. Okay, let's talk about Chai FM. Where did this whole notion come from? Because it's actually a ridiculous idea. I'm sorry to tell you. It really is just...
It's a ridiculous idea that I've dedicated 22 years to.
Right.
But so all the same.
Tell us about that.
So I'm a social entrepreneur, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was between projects and I was driving with my mom. It was 4 days before Pesach in 2005. And she said to me, Kathy, I had a dream about you last night. She said, it's such a funny thing. I never remember my dreams. I said, of course, everybody dreams. We just don't remember, whatever. I said, what was your dream? She said to me, I dreamt that I heard you on the radio. And Howard, it felt like I was pulled out and looking down on my life. And I knew that of all the things that I would do in my life, this was the thing that I was born to do.
And
that only I could do.
You said 22 years. Chai FM's been on air.
November will be 18 years that Chai FM has been broadcasting. But it took me 3.5 years to get the license.
Wow. What makes that so difficult?
Well, there were three applications. The first application was for a frequency that was really just a foot in the door. And
right.
That was 89.1, our sister station, Alex FM.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really just a hello, we're here to ICASA.
Right.
The second application was for a special events license, which was for the month of Elul in the year 2006. And that was that we didn't get, even though ICASA said to us that, you know, it's pretty much a sure thing that you're going to get this license. Mm. You can go ahead and prepare. But that was given to a commercial radio station, one of the prime media stations, as their FM license. And that gave me an opportunity to phone up the most wonderful human being named Izzy Kirsch.
Right.
And say to him, Mr. Kirsch, you have taken the license and just the 1 month broadcasting opportunity for this poor little Jewish community. And he just went, what do you want?
Because nothing like guilt. You've took the license from the mouth.
Exactly.
Yes.
You
right.
took the food from the mouth. He and I ended up becoming business partners in another venture, but and developing like a really, really good relationship. But what I really wanted was to learn the model. Talk radio is very... it's HR intensive.
Mm.
For every hour on air, you need four people, a minimum of four people. And that was something that I learned from Prime Media. I went and I did a job shadowing, learnership, whatever it was, mentoring with Terry Falkvein.
Mm-hmm.
And she was CEO of Prime Media at the time. Strangely enough, if I had known beforehand, I would have done things differently. You know, along the way, it didn't make sense to me that the people doing the research on the topics were not the people presenting them. And so in 2013, I changed that business model. And I said, you know, there's only two shows that need producers, and that's the morning and afternoon because of the number of interviews.
Right. It's.
But otherwise, everybody has to produce their own show. they have to have their own information. So to a large degree, that's what it happened. Is. Yeah.
The 18 years obviously has been an incredible journey. There's been high, there's been lows. What would you say, what was your most challenging time over this period?
Over the 18 years. Challenging times have always related to finances. As with many small businesses, look, firstly, the fact that we got beyond 5 years means that we beat the odds.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
That said, to launch a radio, a community radio station in 2008. Do you remember 2008, Howard?
I think that's when we started load shedding. I think that's all I remember. Oh, and the financial crisis.
Global financial crisis.
Oh, gosh. Your timing is everything.
Exactly. Right. 500,000 rand loan. Mm. It was never a grant. That was... It's really kept it running with my hands tied behind my back. And that's it.
Yeah.
So it's always been linked to financial.
Right.
2013... we had a big advertiser who was sponsoring. It was a big car manufacturer or car brand that was sponsoring the morning show and had been invoiced on payday. The CEO messaged me back to say, "We're not happy." Well, could you not tell me when you weren't happy?
Yeah.
Don't tell me on payday. I had to retrench 13 people.
Oh, my word.
But an interesting time, because especially for this time of the year, and I think about it often, is that what's meant to come to us will come to us. We get to choose whether it comes honestly or dishonestly.
Mm,
And what happened at the same, like the same day, Howard, is that there was a big airline, big international airline, not a Jewish airline, that we had a very good relationship with. And the do you remember BBM? The CEO of the airline and I were BBM buddies.
Yes.
Right? The same day that this other guy has let us down, I get this WhatsApp message from, on BBM, not WhatsApp, on BBM from the CEO of this airline. And he says, "Please, will you do me a proposal for $20,000 US? Is it like immediately? I'm sitting with my team right now. We'll get it approved immediately. Okay, that's fantastic. You know, God's hand. I send him through the proposal and he messages me back. He says, "Is this the best that you can do? Because it's 50% for you and 50% for me."
Oh.
And my immediate response was, "We do not pay commission to advertisers."
Wow. Yeah.
And
a
I walked away.
Wow.
2 weeks before, I'd met a very, very generous, incredible man who's, I don't think he'd want me to mention his name, otherwise I would have. And I thought, well, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And I sent him an email. I said, "Look, this is what's happened. This is what we need. Can you please help out?" And he didn't even reply to me directly. He copied me on his response to his PA, or his instruction to his PA, say, "Please transfer this amount into Chai FM's account." And it was there that afternoon.
So those are the
miraculous
many and unsung heroes.
Because so many.
Some
so
are
many.
Financial.
Anthony Fox,
yeah.
Who did all of our original electrical work. Like, there have been, the reason that we have a Jewish radio station is because of the community participation, I have to tell you. You know, global financial crisis, the banks were clamping down, they weren't taking letters of comfort, they weren't taking guarantors, they were taking, or sureties, they wanted rand for rand, and they would match us rand for rand. I had to phone the guy who was going to sign surety for 6.5 million rand and say, "Look, this is what the bank is saying." When that happened, I had to phone 45 people who were expecting to be paid.
Oof.
Paid individuals at Chai FM. How many out of 45 people, how many people do you think agreed to work as volunteers for the first 6 to 9 months? You want to hazard a guess?
Well, I mean, it's got to be maybe 10%, 20%, 10%.
41
Incredible.
People out of 45 agreed to work for the first 6 to 9 months as volunteers.
Unbelievable.
It's always relied on community participation.
Absolutely incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
And I just feel so privileged and so great, so incredibly grateful. And now we find ourselves where I find that as the community is at a crossroads, so is Chai FM. I think one of the things that I would like to see is that Chai FM's income is always guaranteed, even if we never sell 1 second of advertising, Chai FM's income is guaranteed, because that is the only way that we're going to be able to protect Chai FM. I'll tell you something, Howard. When we look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? So it's food and shelter and security, all of those things. We have so many incredible, incredible charities and organizations in the community who are catering to those needs. Chai FM could be miscategorized as a nice to have. And I say that because it's not a nice to have, it's an essential to have. It connects us to one another. It connects us to God. It connects us to Torah. It connects us to real news, to truth. You might, you know, I actually believe that we're going to feel the impact of Chai FM for decades and decades to come.
I think so too.
But if we had to not have Chai FM, if God forbid we have to close the station today, you'd feel it profoundly. And that's the irony of it.
I think that if we look at the last couple of years, but look at all the times that we've had the COVID, look at the last couple of years, Chai FM has been an absolute lifeline to the community and beyond. There's the way in which people have thankfully relied on the information and the connection of Chai FM, I think is way, way, way more than just entertainment.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
for
entertainment doesn't even come
news
close.
News isn't news. News is documenting history. You know, and it's very important that we look at all sides, that we get as close to the truth as possible.
So what's next for Chai FM?
Well, I think new management, for sure.
Right.
And what do you want to say?
Well, I am privileged, daunted, maybe...
Okay, I bullied him into it.
Maybe a little overwhelmed, but excited, beyond words, to take the mic, the figurative mic, from Kathy Kayla and move Chai FM forward into the future. And when we finish the conversation, I'll give you my thoughts around that. But it is an absolute... Well, it's such a, it's so interesting, because 10 years ago, I bumped into Kathy Kayla at a function. And she said to me, "Oh, nice to meet you. Can you come into studio tomorrow morning? And because I need you to." And I said, I didn't know what was happening. And the next thing is, I found myself on top of a butchery having an interview. After that, Kathy called me to say, "You've got a great voice for radio. You've got a great presence.
You've got a personality for radio, Howard.
And you've got a face for radio," is what you said. No, that's not true. But you know what? If we are documenting, no, she didn't say that at all. And so she said to me, "Come on, do a weekly show," which I started doing for really very, very short. And then the next thing is, I found myself co-hosting alongside Kathy on the morning show. I did that for a while. Then we started the took the afternoon show, and before I knew it, not only was I doing the morning show, but I'm absolutely addicted to this medium, and there's just no other way of putting it. The value, the reward in terms of being able to bring people so much is something that became absolutely part of who I am. And it was really mentorship that, you know, my wife has the story about that I sometimes tell at, I don't know, Shiva Brochus and things, but about a young guy, he's a stable hand who wants to marry a princess. And they go to the king, and the king says, "Fine, you can marry my daughter, provided you go to the strongest waterfall in the land and bring me a cup of water directly from that source." And off he goes. He thinks it's easy. He takes a paper cup. He climbs up to the strong waterfall and he holds it above, and the cup breaks because it isn't strong enough. And then he makes some of leaves and he holds it up and the leaves break. And then from wood and it seeps through. And eventually it takes years to carve out of a stone, a strong stone. And he goes and he holds this water, this stone above the waterfall, under the waterfall, and it holds. And slowly he gingerly brings it back to the king. The king looks at it and says, great, throws it out and says, now you can marry my daughter. And at the wedding, he eventually, after maybe a little bit of alcohol, goes to the king and says, I'm as happy as I am. What was that about? And the king says to him, with marrying my daughter comes a great responsibility. And you might be a cool kid, but you need to understand that you need to be strong enough to contain the responsibility, the power, everything that is going to come your way.
And your personal will gets put out to side because now you're serving the community. You're correct. Not serving yourself, Howard.
Correct.
And that's very important.
And the difficult journey that I've had.
I look forward to having my own opinions again, yeah. I have to tell you.
the journey that I've had, and I think what's happened is over these 10 years, through Kathy's guidance, mentorship, all of this type of thing, I believe my cup has been strengthened enough, because I think it needs to be a constant, to be ready to be able to take this forward. And I have immense hakarat hatov to you, not only for what you've done for community, but what you've done for me personally in showing me how this needs to be done and showing me that the listener is what it's about. And we've got to put certain personal feelings aside. And when we're having a stressful day, it stays outside the studio. These are the most, they sound so easy, these lessons. But when you're having a hard day and you have to think of, you have to leave it outside, well, that is very, very difficult. So for all of these things, Kathy, I thank you. Our listeners, I have no doubt, thank you.
It's my honor and my pleasure.
And I'd love to hear from you guys. 061-895-1019.
I've got some questions for you.
Okay, we'll get there. But I want to know from our listeners, give me three words. Give me three words about Kathy to thank Kathy. That's what I want. 061-895-1019. And let me have that. We're going to quickly go to ads. After that, we'll be back with Kathy Keller, who apparently has some questions for me.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Okay, taking a look at some of your messages. Mark B says, Yeshua Koach. Kathy, Ilana says, wow, wow, wow. And Avigail says, good luck for the continued success of Chai. Kol HaKavod, Kathy, the community needs this radio station. Shabbat Shalom. Bernard says, thanks for the memories, sharing the memories with us. Fascinating. Well done, Kathy, on your achievement. That is from Bernard. Karen says, Kathy, a legend. Good job. More than three words. Yeah, but we'll let you get away with it. David Zeidel says, thank you, Kathy, for creating an essential part of South African Jewish landscape. Mazel tov, Howard. You were the heart. Now you the head and the heart. Thank you for that. Garen Cohen says, visionary, leader, friend. Okay, so Garen actually listened to the question. Those three words. Thank you, Garen. I'm joking. Everybody else's are good as well. And thanks, Kathy, for your amazing vision and tenacity to keep going through thick and thin. The best radio station in town by far. Good luck, Howard. You've got a hard act to follow. That is from Jenny. Ain't that the truth? Diana says, a wonderful, ecstatic for you. Howard, you're the right man for the job. So happy for everyone at Chai. Wishing you all Hashem's richest blessing. Howard and Kathy, thank you so much for keeping me tuned into Chai for so many years. Kathy, good luck moving forward. And all right, lots and lots of so many messages. Thank you, everybody, for that. Linda W. says, hi, Kathy, only three. Well, bright, funny, humble. Okay, never boring. Then she's added, crazy, joyful, gracious, beautiful. So, a lot more words than that. Kathy Kayla, you had some questions for me. But turn on her mic, Mukund, otherwise it seems rude. It just seems rude. I don't know. Yeah.
All right. So I think that if I was just a regular listener and mm-hmm. I didn't have insight into you, I might want to know what you have planned. Just as a, mm-hmm. as a way for Chai FM. Like, is Chai FM going to change a lot? Is Chai FM going to change a little? Is it going to be fast? Is it going to be slow? What's going to be different?
So I think the most important thing is to make sure that we have financial stability and sustainability. And I think that is, these aren't simple times. We know that as a Jewish radio station. And I'll go through some of my thoughts in philosophical thoughts, maybe in a few moments. But I think it's important to answer the question practically. The first priority is financial stability and financial sustainability for the station. There's also a significant need as people become a lot more digital to move in that direction. And that means different ways of reaching our listeners. We obviously need to make sure that technologically we are at the cutting edge, because that's what we're about. In fact, again, Kathy, something I learned from you, even a few weeks ago, Kathy said, why are we giving people, you know, the traffic? Why are we doing the traffic on air when anybody who's going anywhere is going to use their own way of, you know, whether it's Waze or Google Maps, whatever it would be? Things have changed and things continue to evolve and change. And I think recognizing that and how consumers, how our listeners consume news, consume content, I think is very, very important. The changes are going to be deliberate and not necessarily very, very quick, because, as I say, the first is about sustainability. We want to neaten up our lineup, for example, bring you different conversations, bring community in, hear more community voices. And again, I'll go through those in some detail. But the most important thing is that this is a community radio station. We speak for our community. I take that responsibility very, very, very seriously. And there's a philosophy that I think is so vital, and that is to make sure that we talk about what is in the interest of the community and not simply what's interesting to the community. Because very often, if we go down the what's interesting, and it's so tempting, I have to tell you, because we all love a little bit of gossip from, well, I mean, not me personally. I don't. But I've heard of people. I've heard of people who like the odd story. Yes.
It's the them.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And sometimes they even sit next to me in shul and try and talk about stuff. But I won't. I will never.
That talking in shul is just not on. And I know how against it you are.
Dead against. Exactly. So I won't do that sort of thing. But I've heard of people that do. And jokes aside, it's actually very, because we're a Jewish radio station, there are stories that are interesting, but it doesn't mean they're in the interest of our community. And I think that is the ethos of Chai FM.
It always has been.
And it always has been. Exactly. I've just put it into a cute little phrase, but the reality is that is what is so important. And to me, that is absolutely vital.
Amazing. Yeah, it's interesting that I think that a lot of people lack critical thinking today.
And
I think that that's a very important role that Chai FM plays. You know, people might say, well, why aren't you reporting on what this one said and what that one said? Well, because he said, she said is not news.
Exactly.
Everyone's got an opinion.
Exactly right. Yeah. And where we had somebody on that didn't necessarily agree with Israel's position on the flotilla. It is absolutely vital to bring those voices. If we don't bring those voices, even if they're hard to hear, it's okay. You're not going to die from it. We need to be able to hear it and decide for ourselves. And, you know, I often get complaints, why didn't you say this? And why didn't, because you're smart enough and our listeners are smart enough to also understand what holds water and what doesn't. And I don't want
apparently
to ever.
Boats do.
Yes, both of them. Yes, too. I don't want to treat our listeners like idiots, because I think that's insulting. It's quite the contrary. So there's a lot of exciting ideas that we want to bring, but it's a process. Obviously, we've had a lot of people are unhappy about sometimes where the strength of the signal. Those are the types of things that we want to make sure that we are robust, sustainable, and that and responsible.
And ICASA compliant.
And of course, that goes absolutely without saying. The reality is, again, it's a license that is very, very clearly for the community, and that's what this is about.
I'm very excited. You know, every time we've got two people in studio here who are both filming this, and it's a bit like a tennis match.
Yeah,
you say something so that they have to turn and film you. And then I'll say something. Right. Let's just keep them busy.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
we can do that. Kathy Kaler, please stay in studio, because we're going to read some of the more messages. We're going to take ads now, and then I want to just give you some of my thoughts around this and what this means. And then we are going to play out with what has – oh, my gosh. I just realized.
What did you just realize?
We're going to play out with us.
You look so devastated.
No,
tell
because
us.
We're going to play out with, I think, one of your favorite songs for a Friday.
Really?
But then I realized there's another one that you like to sometimes badger me about, but I just don't know if I can do that. We can't do both. Anyway, we don't have time, thankfully. All right. It is 8:43. We'll be back after this.
I was going to request a song.
Were you? Which one?
Yeah, Harashul.
Oh, thank God. Yes, you'll get that song. Stay.
You have to sing.
Of course I'll
Very
sing.
Good.
It is 8:43. We'll be back after this.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. With me in studio is Kathy Kaler. A few messages, congratulations and thank you. Does this mean Kathy will be leaving? Well, Kathy will not be leaving for a while. She'll be very involved for the next 6 months at least. And then maybe even after that, we will play it by ear, see how things go. But Kathy is going nowhere. And I can tell you that I even made Kathy promise me that she will still be critical of something I do on air, because I think we all need that, and I think that's important, because that is how we continue.
Am I your no person?
I don't know if you are no person, but you're definitely my guide here. There's no question about it. And I can tell you, sometimes it's not an easy place to be, radio. And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in an interview. But sometimes, it's always very, very good to have somebody saying, hold on a moment, is that really what you want to say? Is that really how you want to phrase the question? So that undertaking I have from Kathy. So, but hopefully there will be much more involvement. So I wanted to give you my thoughts on this, because yesterday in Shul, I was thinking, I know I shouldn't have been, but you think about the year ahead and you think about the responsibility that you have. And I was thinking about this idea that we all know about the story of the Tower of Babel. As children, we're told that people would try to build a tower so high it would reach heaven and challenge God. But then, suddenly, no one could understand each other, and the tower collapsed. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, in his book Future Tense, offers a very different type of a reading. He places Babel in the historical context, like the pyramids of Egypt, where it was less about the architecture and more about power. Empires then turned rulers into demigods, and what that required was uniformity, because slaves don't need chains only, they need maybe a script. They need one language. And that one language is a metaphor for enforced sameness. One way to think, one way to speak, and one way to be. The Jewish response is diversity, different languages, different voices. It's a feature of Judaism, We are the people of argument for the sake of heaven. We live in a moment that today, in 2025, that is dangerously Babel-like. In our country, and far beyond, social media, parts of public life reward conformity, and they punish complexity. You have to say the line, share the slogan, and you have to speak from a very specific vocabulary. And that is why South Africa needs Chai FM. Chai FM exists to keep the space open for principled disagreement, for honest inquiry, for Jewish life lived in full color. We will not be a station of one language. We will not echo what must be said because we're told to. We will say what ought to be said. We'll say it clearly, and we'll say it with love. So what does that mean practically? It means sharp journalism, facts before feelings, verification over vitality. It means compelling conversations, long enough to think, short enough to live your day. You'll hear voices that you know and maybe voices you don't. Scholars, small business owners, first responders, students, rabbis, artists, doctors, and people who maybe have just done something quiet and wonderful, but who wouldn't have told the story if we didn't ask. Third is community on the mic. More neighborhood stories, more outside broadcasts from schools, shuls, and community events. Fourth, a digital first access. Reliable live streams, daily podcast drops of the big news, short video highlights that you can send to your family chats. Clear pages with guest information so that you can take Chai with you in the car, at your desk, or on a walk. Music and meaning will keep the heart of the station beating. And sixth, a transparent, sustainable operation. We'll run a clear support drives with public updates on what comes in and what funds, payrolls, transmitters, compliance, microphones, everything we need. We'll grow responsible commercial partnerships that respect our editorial independence. And we'll publish a simple editorial charter so that you know the standards that we hold. Why does Chai matter? Because silence is not neutral. In an age of amplified outrage, shrinking attention, a community needs a space and a place that honors nuance, guards dignity, and refuses to give up on each other. A place that remembers Babel and answers it, not with bricks and slogans, but with conversation, with curiosity, and with covenant. So here's my ask. Lend us your ears, yes, but also your voice. Send us WhatsApps with stories from your streets. Nominate a mensch. Tell us what's broken and who's fixing it. And if you're able to support the station when we launch our drive, if you can't, do so. If you can't, share our content with one person who needs it. We'll do our part. We'll show up prepared. We'll be transparent when we miss. We'll correct fast, and we'll keep the mics open. Different languages, one people, many opinions, but a shared purpose. It's the opposite of Babel, and that's the radio that I would love to make real with you. The mics are live. Let's build something worthy of this community. I'm Howard Feldman. It is 8:52. Kathy Kader?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. So on the words of thank yous, I need to tell you that there are thousands of people who have been involved in Chai FM under my tenure for the past 22 years. All of them teachers, some good, some bad, but really all of them teachers. I have learned something from each and every one, and I thank you all from the bottom of my heart. Onwards and upwards.